This is Twit.
This is Ajit Pai. Seven things you can still do on the internet after net neutrality. He's holding a fidget spinner, a gun.
I'm Ajit Pai. I'm the chairman of the FCC. Recently, there's been quite a bit of conversation about my plan to restore internet freedom. Here are just a few of the things.
Let me pause for a moment. Internet freedom? He's restoring internet freedom?
Right.
Well, that's good news. I'm in favor of internet freedom. It's actually the freedom for internet service providers to do whatever
freedom
the hell
for
they
Verizon
want.
And AT&T and Comcast.
Not the freedom. Not our freedom. Their freedom. Okay.
People to do on the internet after these Obama-era regulations are repealed.
Oh, by the way, they love using the Obama name. And that's one of the reasons I think a lot of people think, oh, this is from 2015. This has been the status quo forever, as Larry Lessig pointed out. This is not Obama era. Painting it with the Obama brush is a way to get some people to say, oh, yeah, we want to get rid of that.
Your food.
You can still Instagram your food.
You can gram your food.
He's so hip. He's so with it. He uses the...
You can still gram your food.
What the... Does anybody call it gramming? Anybody? You know what's really offensive? Government, our tax dollars were spent to make this propaganda crap.
Well, it was on the Daily Caller site, I think. I'm not sure who paid for it.
Oh, maybe the Daily Caller paid for it?
I'm not sure. I mean, he did take his time to make this.
Let's point out we are paying Ajit Pai a salary to put sriracha on his Cheetos. Oh, that's disgusting.
Quality. Are you selfieing or just...
So insulting.
You can still post photos of cute animals, like puppies. You can still shop for all your Christmas presents online. Yes. Got that bulk deal on fidget spinners.
Is that a Chromebook? All right, just check.
Yes! Those Eclipse glasses are so cheap.
Oh, Lord. Isn't this what you want your elected officials? He's not elected. He's appointed to look like on the holidays. If I didn't think Ajit Pai was an ass before, I really think he's an ass
now. Just spent that amount of time trying to make a serious case for his stance.
Yeah.
Ben Thompson gave the best case I saw for this potentially not being a disaster. But he's one of the few people I've seen who actually knows what he's talking about, who
Ben
came to it with a somewhat open mind.
Ben realized that he used the wrong headline for his article. He said why Ajit Pai is right, and he actually wanted to change that afterwards.
And Ben's piece is long and complicated and full of subtleties.
I could sum it up. Ben's piece says, if there's competition, you don't need the FCC to referee this.
And there's not enough competition
there's
in
not
most of this country.
Competition, period. And Ben's in China. Maybe he doesn't understand that. Dan, what do you think of all this? What's your opinion?
Oh, God, the insult to your intelligence that this represents when people like Pai make these statements that are just false. What's at stake here is really, really pretty simple. And that's going to be who decides what bits of information get to your devices and my devices and the public's devices in what order, at what speed, or whether they get there at all. Do you decide? Do we decide out here? Or does Comcast decide? Or Verizon? Or Time Warner Cable? Or whatever they're called now. That is really what's at stake. And as of this week, barring court overturning it, and certainly Congress won't, it's the internet companies, the carriers, that will be able to make those decisions. And I think one of the problems with all this is that it has become partisan, and that's just mysterious, because I would have thought Republicans would favor a world of competition, and now they're voting for a world of no competition, because in a lot of places there is absolutely none, or at most two real competitors in a market. It's very, very puzzling, and we're going to, over time, I think, see some terrible impacts from this. And it's a bad day.
And Ben says we should, I mean, I really want to clear Ben's name because he's not against net
neutrality.
He's
not a Pai sympathizer.
Nor is he. He says, allow me to state this point plainly. I'm absolutely in favor of net neutrality. To believe Chairman Pai is right is not to be against net neutrality. Rather, it's to believe that the FCC's 2015 approach was mistaken. Now, I think Ben's misunderstanding what Ajit Pai's agenda is. It's not to change Title II regulation. And by the way, I think, is it safe to say we all agree that there's no question that broadband providers are not information services, that they are, in fact, Title II-style carriers, right?
Well, Comcast certainly thinks it's an information provider because they're buying all these movie studios and TV networks and so forth.
Yeah, well, that does muddy the waters. But that, to the degree that they are in that position, that makes them even more of a danger because they are now both playing both sides. They're competing with YouTube.
And AT&T would like to be a content owner. They'd like to own Time Warner. So, yes, it totally
is that what this is about? Is that these guys are becoming content providers and they want to kind of tilt the playing field?
That's part of why it's so dangerous, because they are competing with the other companies whose bits they are delivering, and they have a much larger conflict of interest if they'd much rather you watched their streaming service than Netflix or YouTube.
Yeah. All right. I've saved the best for last. I'm sure O Doctor is completely in favor of Ajit Pai and what he's up to, right, Owen?
I am 1,000% in love with that man. First of all, Snowflake, that video is not meant for me, so it doesn't insult me. It doesn't make me feel bad. That's a marketing ploy to pander to doofuses that will believe him. That's not me. That's not the base I usually identify
myself
with.
You don't gram your sriracha Cheetos?
I don't even know why that made you feel any which way but loose. I mean, if you are, then you're too worried about Instagram if that made you feel some sort of way. Who cares about that video? That video, that statement, it's marketing to people that don't know any better. I personally understand, one, that this was a vote and a change. You can appoint another chairman when you get another president, and you could change things again. So maybe you have to suffer for a few years, but legally things could change and happen. So it's not like this is the last thing that's ever been done on the internet, and it's the way it's going to be for the rest of time. I personally appreciate this administration. I appreciate moves like this, and I'm going to give you the perfect example why. I have a friend, I'm not going to say his name, went to high school with him. He is a pothead, works hard, got three kids, great guy, but he just likes to play video games and smoke weed and take care of his family. Now, he's researching net neutrality, FCC. He's reading articles and calling me. He knows about the budget, the tax bill. He knows about the education bill. This is a guy who wasn't registered to vote until this year. 35 years old, he's lived his life, never voted for anybody, never read nothing, never cared about nothing. Now, this person, like a lot of people, are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Because now this administration is so, I know this is a political show, so I'm trying to make it real simple. This administration wears its heart on the sleeves, where past administrations, they screw you over a little bit, but they were smart about it, and they pat you on the back, make you feel good so you accept things. This administration is a bulldozer that is for sale, and people can see that it's blatantly for sale. And so now more people that are regular average Americans want to know what's going on. Because when you see net neutrality in your internet, even people that would have never cared before now care, because they're like, whoa, wait, what? So personally, like I said, I'm not super worried about it. I'm just going to charge my $10 fee when you come to my house, start stacking up these chips just in case they start messing up. Because, again, people don't understand when they say, oh, and there's competition. I live in a small town. I just moved across town. This town is the smallest town in New Jersey. On the other side of town, I had Fios and Verizon. I always had Verizon. I moved over here. There's nothing but Comcast. I can barely even get Dish Network out here because they just don't come out here because nobody has it. Everybody has Comcast. So some places don't even have two options in any part of their town. That's the difference with cell phones. Cell phones, yeah, everybody started giving out free unlimited internet because anybody could go get anybody's cell phone. That's what competition is. You're like, oh, man, everybody's moving to T-Mobile because they're giving away Netflix and free internet for $40. Next thing you know, Verizon, who's been killing people for years, is like, all right, we'll give you a crappy unlimited 45-hour plan. Is that happy? You make you happy? So, like I said, I'm super excited about these times. I'm not that worried about it. I'm not that upset about it. That video is amusing to me, but it doesn't upset me because I have faith in the future. I like the fact that people are riled up. I like the fact that people care. And when they care, they vote. And when you talk about Republicans do what they get paid to do. What lobbyists tell them to do is what they do. Parties and principles have changed. They're not what they used to be. Now we are a country of funding. And when you get funding, that's what you abide by. So Let's cut off the funds. Let's cut off
these
votes.
I agree.
I think change anything we want to change.
Long term, the only and by the way, it's not just Republicans. Democrats take plenty of money from the trough.
No. I'm just saying.
By the way, Larry Lessig, who we were quoting earlier on, feels the same way. Remember, Larry ran for president in 2016, didn't really do very well, but he had for a long time been campaigning against digital rights management, copy protection on music and so forth. And he realized he's never going to get anything done in Congress ever unless we got campaign finance reform. We need to get money out of politics.
Yes.
So he ran for president in 2016 on the strangest platform ever. He said, if I get the nomination, I will pick a really good vice president, somebody who should run the country, not me. If I get elected, the day one, I will do campaign finance reform. You're never going to get the people who benefit from the current campaign finance laws to change them. And of course, that's Congress. He said, I will do campaign finance reform, resign, let the very good vice president run the country, but we will have made a huge difference by taking the influence of money out of politics. I don't know how doable that is. I doubt it'll happen in my lifetime. I guess the one thing I like it that you're an optimist, Owen. And I guess the one thing that's optimistic about all this is you're exactly right, is that all money buys you is votes. The reason politicians need to raise money is they need to campaign for votes. The ultimate currency here is not dollars. The ultimate currency is your vote. And if more people vote, more people become informed and more people, you know, participate, then I don't have nearly the worry that we have today. I agree with you, Owen. I think it's so.
If you're a person who said, "Oh, I'm not worried about this," and you campaigned on it, then the next time your election comes up, people are gonna be like, "Hey, they're charging me $35 a month for Facebook, and you back this? No, you're out. Whoever you are, you're out." This is a situation that I fully believe will fix itself.
I hope you're right. I do.